This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
We want to welcome you to join us for another lesson in Bible Basics, and the topic of Benefits of Faith. This morning's topic, Benefits of Faith, is one in which all of the podcasters with Babaway Media will be addressing. Faith is one of the most basic Bible teachings. As we begin, we need to ask ourselves what faith is. The English word faith comes from the Greek word pistis. In Greek, faith is a moral conviction based on God's truthfulness. Danker's Concise Greek-English Lexicon of the New Testament states, one has a right to expect that a reputation for consistency will be honored. Belief or confidence evoked by another's reputation for trustworthiness. In the New Testament, with a focus, whether explicit or implied, on God or Christ for aid in salvation. Paul tells Titus, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Titus 1 verse 2. The Hebrew writer expressed the fact that it is impossible for God to lie, Hebrews 6, verse 18. That brings faith from a simple, hollow belief to an absolute knowing for sure and for certain that if God says it, then it's true. Our moral conviction is based upon and in God's truthfulness. A man's faith is not built upon man's word or his thoughts or ideas, but rather upon the word of God. Paul tells the Romans that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10, 17. Today, too often, the term faith is used as a hollow expression of false hope. For instance, I have faith that the local car dealer will be fair in our dealings. Or, I have faith that the salesman at the local department store will look after my best interest, helping me pick out a new washer and dryer. Also, I have faith that the government will take care of all of my needs and treat me fairly because I'm a citizen of the United States. You see, all of these are hollow beliefs, none of which is likely to come true. Oh, sure, there is an outside chance that the local car dealer will actually be fair in our dealings, just like there is a chance that the salesman at the local department store will look after my best interest. I'm not sure about the government ever taking care of all of my needs and treating me fairly, but I guess it could possibly happen, but it's not very likely. The Hebrew writer gives the student of Scriptures a definition of faith. In Hebrews 11:1, the Hebrew writer states, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let's break this teaching down and see what faith is. When it says faith is the substance of the things hoped for? What is it saying? In Greek, substance means a setting under, a support, concrete, an essence, an assurance, a confidence. In other words, because God said it, we can have confidence that what we hope for is accurate and available. So what do we hope for? Heaven. Heaven's what we hope for. We cannot physically prove that heaven is real or that we're able to go there. But because God said heaven is there and that Jesus is preparing a place there for us, John 14, 1 and 2, I can have full assurance. I can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's real, and it will be a place of reward for all that diligently seek him by faith. Hebrews 11:6. Secondly, the passage states the evidence of things not seen. Now, there's many things in the Bible that we can't see with our physical eyes, that is. One of those, and probably and the most important one, would be Jesus. You see, Jesus was on this earth for 33 years. So very few mortal men ever had the pleasure of seeing him. So how can I know that he's real? Once again, we place our faith in the fact that God is incapable of lying. The Bible was written by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, God's Spirit, 2 Peter 1, verses 20 and 21. God's Spirit moved John the Beloved to write, Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen me, and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. John chapter 20, verses 29 through 31. Because God has written it down for us to read the signs and the wonders done by the Son of God, I can know for assuredly that Jesus was born. He lived a perfect life as an example for us and became the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and that he died on a Roman cross. But it didn't stop there. The Bible tells us that he lives after being raised on the first day of the week, and living made it possible that we may have eternal life. What greater benefit could one hope to have from true biblical faith? If you would like to study more so that your faith may grow by learning the Word of God more perfectly, find your local Church of Christ and allow the Bible access to your heart by setting up a free and convenient personal Bible study. May God bless you in your endeavors to find your path to heaven. But it's only through the scriptures that God gave us. May God bless you by the grace of his great love. I want to thank you for joining us in our lesson this evening, and we hope to see you again next week for another lesson in Bible Basics.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.